Tres, two, uno.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are Beans and Crackers. All, as always, here to my left,
Horatio Swagfish.
And to the right,
we have Swag Tees.
Swag Tees. And we are your hosts. We did it again. I'm Swag. And we are your hosts. We are Beans and Crackers. And here we came to talk to you about everything and nothing at the same time. We make sense and we make no sense. I feel like I change that every time.
Well, you know, it's good to have some change into everything, you know.
It is. I would never be the same. All right, Taylor, so what are we talking about today?
Today I just thought we would talk about advancements in technology in today's time.
Which is all what the 21st century is, pretty much.
I mean, look what we're doing. We're surrounded by technology right now.
I mean, plus everything we have now is made by technology, even though it may not be technological itself. It's made by it.
Technology. Like these cups.
Yep, like the cups. Like, even though I'm pretty sure you can make it by hand, it's so much easier to get a machine to do it for you.
So we ain't gonna work. We have a machine to do it.
But so, I guess, just a general topics, right?
I'm sorry. And also, I'm wondering what we all agree on is, is technology actually helping us, or is it actually slowing us down in a lot of ways?
Ooh. I think it's both. Ooh. Because we can make so much more stuff now and go beyond our reach. But I feel like, in a way, it's making us lazy. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because
we become too dependent.
Yeah, in a way we have, I feel. Because...
hold on. Uh-huh. You're trying to say we're going to end up like Wall-E. You seen Wall-E?
No, actually, I haven't.
Okay, so
pretty good movie.
Yeah, it's a real good movie. But in Wall-E, people can no longer live on Earth because robots kind of took over.
Plus all the pollution that was created.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... So they went to another planet, and they did nothing for... People did nothing for themselves. Robots did everything for them.
Yeah.
So everybody was like 300-400 pounds.
And plus, since they're in space all this time, your bone density has gotten so brittle that pretty much... Yeah. It didn't show it in the movie because it's a cartoon movie.
Yeah.
But if you were to stand up, you would pretty much break your bones, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they were sitting down the whole time.
So I guess that's one thing I can relate to where... technology definitely has made.
I think of the movie, the one with Bruce Lee called, you know, we were talking about that the other day.
You mean Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis, not Bruce Lee.
I about to say, if the AIs took over, Bruce Lee would take down everyone. with nunchucks.
But it's the one where they have the alternate cells that they like.
Yeah,
go into the cubicle, and then they become like another person, like robot.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like a clone,
or like it's also like another like Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, or like AI, the movie with Will Smith.
Yeah
like
iRobot.
Yeah, iRobot. There you go.
Yeah,
AI is another movie, but it's pretty much the same concept. Pretty much, there's no originality anymore because you can mass produce stuff and it looks the exact same way. It's not original anymore. You know what I mean? Now if you handcrafted a cup, every cup is going to be different. Because you have no sense of exact dimensions. You just think of what it is, and it's always going to be an original cup. Even though it may be the same design, it's always going to be a different cup.
I see.
So, yeah, in a way, it's very helpful, but in a way, I think it's hurtful, too.
So, it's helped us out a lot, making us real lazy. All
right.
Yeah.
Like, my example.
Go ahead.
You want to go?
Well, yeah. Let me say this.
Like, mine's probably not as cool as yours.
sometimes I just think like, okay, it's helping us reach goals, like especially like medical technology and just like transportation.
Yeah, because you got to think about people like even like 50 years ago, we're only living up to like 30, 40 in some places, and you know that's nothing.
Yeah, but I wonder if sometimes like we sacrifice other things to make sure that we accomplish those goals, and is it like worth the sacrifice sometimes? Because we kind of lose track of like what it is we're actually sacrificing, because like all this new technology is being pushed on us in the media, and like that's what we see.
Yeah.
And it's just we're influenced by whatever is surrounding us the most, and it seems like just pushing for newer and bigger and better things is what is like the main exciting thing.
Yeah. See, like, I have an example. Like, for those of you that don't know, I'm studying for a medical degree. And I can relate it health-wise because even though, like, let's say you did die at 30 or 40, but let's say because it was a natural cause, now we can have people live up to like 80 something now, mm-hmm. but they're in a comatose state.
Yeah.
Or like, let's say they had a stroke.
Exactly.
And you're pretty much keeping them alive, but if it wasn't for the machine, they wouldn't be alive. So are you really helping the person? Because
they're not living.
Yeah, they're not living. And I personally wouldn't want you guys or any like my family to keep me alive if I'm pretty much dead. If I can't communicate with you or I can't do anything for myself, to like if I can't even breathe on my own, that's not living, you know?
I was about to say, what if you just I don't know.
No, because like, let's say I needed a prosthetic leg or something. See, I can still I can still do stuff for myself.
That's what I'm trying to think of, but
you know, there's some strokes that aren't as bad, and you can still, you know, recover from it and whatnot. But there's like let's say major disasters or something like that, to the point where there's pretty much no need for you to keep on keeping me alive. Like let's say a car wreck and it killed my lungs. I mean, you can get a lung transplant.
Circle things.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's more worse causes. But is it really helpful to keep me alive? Because you're pretty much wasting money on me, and I'm not being productive for you. You know.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I would spend money. Because I would spend money to keep talking to you and still have that bond communication. Yeah. But if I'm not there for be able to do that, then what's the point of it? You know.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point that I was kind of trying to make, mm-hmm. like that. And I mean, I guess as far as like technology and like transportation, we are making more fuel efficient vehicles now, which is definitely good.
Like Toyota's like Prius like getting like 40 some miles a gallon.
Yeah, but you know, ain't that the one with the battery? You got to change like more than you should.
I don't know.
And the batteries are cost like crazy expensive.
I don't know the details to it, honestly, but I know there's some that are battery powered and some that you still need fuel, but it's a little bit different. But I mean, it does get us far. Plus, it does help us get together, because we don't live together. Yeah. And let's say I lived 10 miles. Yeah, I could walk 10 miles, but that would take forever.
But do you want to?
Yeah. Do I want to walk 10 miles? Not really. Not. And then it's about to snow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
walk 10 miles back in the snow.
Yeah.
I don't like driving.
Speaking of that,
snow.
Did y'all hear about the guy who walked?
The 20 miles?
Yeah, like 20 miles of work, and he left at 8 o'clock in the morning, got there at 1 o'clock, and then walked back.
Like, that's dedication.
Does that on the daily?
He did it for
60 years old?
Yeah, and he did it for a good amount of years.
Yeah.
And then somebody finally caught him in the news, and then they gave him a car.
Yeah, they raised money on, GoFundMe.
Yeah, something like that.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
I mean...
He's boss.
The guy could probably run a marathon and win.
He probably is the marathon.
Cause you gotta.
I got nothing to say.
40 miles a day.
That's boss.
40 miles a day for like let's say 5 days, right? And you get the weekends off. Let's put it at that. I mean, that's a lot.
That's
a
lot.
What time did he get back home? It was like
he got home back late.
Yeah, like 1 or 2 o'clock.
And then he had
to go to sleep right when he got.
Yeah,
there.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So he got no time to do anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got to sleep. Yeah. I got to wake up at before 8 o'clock. I got to leave at 8 o'clock.
That's just dedication to the max.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't do my job like that. I would not be working.
Well, okay.
And we live close.
Yeah,
we live pretty close.
Yeah, we do. Like. In a car, we can get there like in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking, it'll probably take
maybe like 20.
An hour.
True.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, unless you could like make shortcuts through like
the
cities and whatnot, then then yeah. But if you took the road, yeah, it'd probably take maybe an hour.
I'd be like, hey, sorry guys, I'm not coming in, and I won't until I have a vehicle. Like,
you live about 3 miles.
And
your point is, I'm not walking 3 miles.
But that's a point.
Yeah.
Where technology made us lazy, or at least me, because I would not walk that.
Because I mean, 3 miles isn't much. And if you walk and talk with people, especially people like you can conversate with, it's nothing. It goes by pretty quick, actually.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it by yourself and then on the daily for years,
no. Like, no.
Yeah.
I guess really it's just that there has to be a balance. Like, if you completely rely on technology, then you're eventually going to lose a lot of your skills that are
needed.
Yeah. But I think it does help us. So it's just kind of like in the middle. You have to just find the right line.
You got to do something for you, and you got to let technology do something for you.
Because, I mean, it's everywhere. It's hard to avoid.
Yeah, it is.
So. It's like, yo, you gotta give up your smartphone.
Yeah.
Time out. No, it's not. That's not happening.
Or you gotta like
not give up our microphone to do our podcast. Yeah.
No,
or just think like doing this. Or just think even in general, electricity. Electricity powers everything.
Yeah.
It powers a light. It powers this podcast. This computer.
The stove.
Yeah, everything. So I mean,
microwave. Oh man.
There are some like necessities. I think like you just can't live without. Like you can live without it, but
it's harder.
It's harder. Yeah.
Once you're used to it, we couldn't go back. Couldn't move back.
But it's the 21st century, son.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on, boy.
Do you all want to talk about the new Google hologram?
I do. We'd
Microsoft hologram.
Yeah, that Microsoft hologram. It's
because
I got confused. It's better than. I think it's a little bit better than the Google Glass. It has a really cool concept to it.
I love the little trailer they showed of the Minecraft blowing up the wall.
That was dope.
I do want to add in there though. It's not on the Apple status though. It's not on the Apple status of like their commercials.
All right, hold on, time out. Let's tell the folks here.
Okay.
I Lee am a big Microsoft fan.
And me.
You're a Microsoft fan.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so me and Taylor, I thought you were more of a Samsung kind of guy.
I mean,
well, he has Samsung products, but for the most part, when it comes to computers, anyway, I guess you could say, and other technologies.
And a Mayo over here is an Apple guy.
We'll do both. I mean, we will do both, but
we just
have our preferences.
Yeah. I prefer some Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's just their keynotes or their presentations. Pretty dull.
Microsoft. Yeah,
Microsoft.
Especially like, if you guys go look up this the Microsoft hologram, you see the guy's keynote. It is, it's something. Let's put it that. It's not appealing towards like it's all based on the speaker too. Who you get as a speaker. Yeah.
But their the presentation of that trailer.
Oh yeah, it was really nice.
If I could whistle real good, I would.
Because Apple, there's something about there's something about a British guy presenting something and in his his classic voice.
First of all, everybody's attracted to that accent.
Yeah,
nobody can say they're not.
And then their commercials are very simplistic, and I kind of like that. It's very simplistic that it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't. Because you lost me. It's it's simplistic, but it's not.
Because
that's what their products. Because
the background is white usually, but what you're seeing in the technology is like out of there. It's like so simple, but it's so complex at the same time.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the new Microsoft commercials are like, why would you buy a MacBook Air?
Yeah.
When you could buy the Surface Pro 3 and it does everything it can and more.
Yeah, but they always have to resort to comparing it, you know?
Yeah. I feel because they got kind of behind.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're going to come back.
Their tablet game, though, is good. I will admit that. Their tablet game is good. Because the iPads just, they're very conserved. And you can't do anything to them.
I feel the iPad is nothing more but a bigger
iPod. That's all it is, really.
Whereas like the Microsoft tablet, it is a laptop. You got USB.
Yeah, that's and all that. Yeah, man. And the connections to it and whatnot, and it's very maneuverable. You can do so much with it, and then you can add a memory to it, can't you?
I don't know if you can, but I think you can. You have different levels you can choose.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I think
because the Apple they also have their memories and whatnot, but it's very you can only do so much. Only what the hardware allows you to.
Yeah. Mhm. See, I do like the surfaces, but to me they're
expensive.
They're expensive.
They're nice though. I will say they're nice.
Yeah, they are.
And it's easier to like I guess do work on your own laptops or technology if it's I think Microsoft than it is Apple, right?
Yeah, because Microsoft's more started off as a business kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you can like everything you use, Word, the Microsoft Office, all that kind of stuff. Now, when it comes to entertainment, I think that's where Apple found their niche.
Yeah.
Because they marketed to the music, and everybody loves music,
Yeah.
Do y'all see Apple as, like, the Nintendo of the computer world? Kind of like they have the new, the different ideas? Like,
yeah, you know? I do. I do say that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because, you know, everybody was business-oriented, very boring commercials. Then Apple came in. Bright colors, very bright colors, simplistic views, and it's for everybody. It's not just for businesses. That's where they made it different.
That's kind of how Nintendo was. Everybody had the black and white games, and Nintendo's like, yo, we have a red man.
Yeah.
His name is Mario. What's up with that?
Yeah,
and
so,
holy shoot!
It's one of the best games of all time.
It still is one of the best games of all time.
So yeah, they have their differences, but yeah, it's pretty cool. But I guess back to the hologram thing.
I like how for a couple minutes we were like Apple versus Microsoft.
Well, we just had to tell the audience, you know, who's who, and
who's who.
Just tell them our preferences.
It goes along with the subject.
It does.
It's all good.
But I think the idea is really cool.
It is.
I think to me it has a. I think it could get in the way sometimes because you know, like you said, you can have a screen over here, then you turn around and it pauses, right? Yeah. It's cool that it pauses, but like, let's say you get carried away with this stuff.
He's still there.
Yeah. Like, let's say you're a hoarder in a sense of technology and you start adding so many screens.
Like, your whole wall, everything in your house is like covered with something.
Yeah.
You're like, let me just find it real quick. I have Netflix around here.
Yeah. like, let's say you watched something in the bathroom. And then you're in your couch, and then you're just like, where did I leave my Netflix at? And then you're just like looking around the whole house.
I would hope that you could just go, Netflix open back up, and it comes back to you.
Yeah.
That's kind of hope.
I'm hoping
like
you can.
Reset where you just like can close it out and then
reopen
it.
Yeah, that too.
I'm hoping, but.
Because if they did it, that would be really hard to find.
Because then you can only watch Netflix in the bathroom.
Yeah. Or what if you forgot it outside?
What, you just live next
like, to the let's say you went to go get the newspaper or something, you know, for those that still get a newspaper.
You have a HoloLens. Yeah. You're not going to ask your HoloLens for the news.
Yeah. And, like, let's say you were like, you accidentally left something outside. Huh? It's stuck outside.
I would love to listen to music,
like,
but
dear,
it's so far outside.
Like, dear, go get the Netflix, but it's snowing outside.
So do y'all think people are going to, when this becomes popular, or if it does, like, do you think people are going to walk around on the street just, like, watching movies, like, through their glasses?
Or
I really hope not.
I can see it being, in a way, like Snapchat, like, because you can draw on it, you would place a drawing feature on the person, and it would just, like, draw little things up there. And then I could see you like being in a restaurant, just like sitting down and just like staring at a person, and you're just but in your mind you're really just like drawing pictures.
That person over there, he keeps looking at me. Yeah. I don't know what to do anymore.
I also feel like you could also like be forgetful that you're also interacting with the real world.
Yeah.
Because let's say you put something there and you're like, do I have my table there or is that just my game? And you bump into it or something. You know what I mean?
So it might actually like kind of confuse reality for people.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that.
I think some people have done that with Oculus Rift. So if you can do it with Oculus Rift,
yeah,
it's
true,
mess you up. But see, one thing I feel is a down thing for me so far.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm playing like they showed Minecraft, and if I'm playing Minecraft and I'm like, oh shoot, Taylor, come look at this. You can't see it.
You're
at the coffee table.
That was my biggest thing
like,
too.
What is this? What am I looking at?
Now, unless they have like a share feature, I hope they have a share feature too, where like you get the lens and then like connect it through
like
a Bluetooth like
a TV
or something.
Yeah,
something
cool.
Like that.
Okay, better be connected to Xbox. They better. Like, yo, Taylor, check this out. I'm gonna stream it to the Xbox real quick. It's gonna take 2 hours to load. You will see this.
Watch it on real time. You know.
But I do think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I just hope they think of everything.
And
that you
I feel
think
knowing
of.
Microsoft, it's gonna be too crazy expensive whenever it comes out.
And one more thing I wanted to mention about it is you know how like when you stare at a screen for a long time, it can kind of mess up your vision.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this will do any type of damage to like people's vision.
Well, see, that's my thing because there's no actual. You're not actually like staring at a light like a computer.
Yeah.
You're just staring at the reflection of a light like a projector.
Yeah.
So that's what I've always thought of too. Like, will it tire your eyes out as much, or?
I don't understand that. So I wouldn't know about that.
Cause you know how they say you're like every like 10 to 15 minutes or something like that, you're supposed to take a break from your computer.
Yeah. Right.
And then go back. There. No one really does.
That?
Yeah. No one really does.
I didn't even know that.
You're supposed to remove.
Yeah,
cause
your eyes strain from watching, especially like at night.
Mm-hmm.
And nights. That's
does that
what
apply
I
to TVs too?
Yeah, I think to pretty much most screens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And at night, that's when I really do like my heavy gaming, so.
Which, that's what
I
was
going to
say. Most people do stuff like at night, you know?
I'm looking at a screen like 3-4 hours at a time.
And you don't stop looking at it.
I don't.
But,
I don't blink.
Yeah, but like, I have felt it sometimes where you're just like tired and your eyes are straining and that you're like, you feel it tear or like redden sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
It depends how, I guess it sometimes depends how focused I am.
Yeah.
I don't think I get. I don't know if I get that often. Well, also, what I want to bring up.
Uh huh.
This Apple Watch.
Ooh. Okay, so.
Do you know anything about Apple Watch, Taylor?
No.
Let me make one for him.
All right, so Apple Watch. I feel like this is like an informative commercial right here.
So Apple Watch.
So Samsung has already had their take on it. I'm pretty sure other companies have had their take on it. And, of course, if one company does it, another company is bound to do it. So pretty much it's going to be a watch. Do you remember seeing the iPod Nano? This really small screen? Yeah. It's pretty much that with a strap on it.
Okay.
That's what it is. But it has more capabilities. It has a turning gyroscope kind of thing.
Well, I have seen Samsung's watch thing.
Their smartwatch.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be a little better than that, apparently. You're supposed to... you can do, like, small little figures and send them to somebody. You can answer your phone, texts. It has a really cool
GPS,
so you can do running. It's, of course, you know, Apple's all about that fit stuff.
Yeah. Okay, see, one cool thing I do like about it is, like, it will connect to, like, your phone. So you can be like, yo, text my boy Mabel.
Yeah.
Serious stuff.
So, so it's really cool that, you know, everybody likes, oh, I mean, a lot of people anyway, like the idea that, you know, you can talk to your wrist to, like, you know, the
I
future
know,
kind of thing
know,
and do that. And it just that stigma, that nostalgic feeling of doing that.
Okay, going back to where technology makes us lazier.
Uh-huh.
That is what I hope will become. Where I could talk to my car and my car would come pick me up.
Like Batman?
It's Knight Rider.
Oh, Knight Rider, that's right, yeah.
So bad.
That would be pretty cool.
Pick me up. I'm at home. Pick me up at home. That's what I want.
But yeah, like,
I want that too.
For the...
awesome, right?
For the health piece, though, like, if you go upstairs, it shows that you go upstairs. It shows depth as well as, like...
I don't think a lot of gyroscope things do that. Not a gyroscope, but...
Health and GPS thing,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call it. But it comes in three different forms. It comes like from your really cheap to your like gold version.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's for like Jay-Z.
So in the future, we're going to have these Apple Watches and the Microsoft
HoloLens.
HoloLens.
Yeah.
And probably like holographic clothes or something.
So we're all going to be really walking around naked.
You know, the back clothes again. But a digital shirt will cost you $40. What are you going through? Like, Walmart get a shirt for
yeah.
The only people who can see your clothes are other people with that Microsoft lens.
So
yeah.
If you're not wearing that Microsoft lens, you're just walking around naked, and everybody's like, oh my god.
That's what I was thinking of too, but also, would it get to the point where it's weird if you take off your glasses? Like, whoa, like, what does this guy do? Like,
is this guy taking off his glasses?
It's like the naked form now. Like, you take off glasses, whoa. Don't look at
it. What if you wear glasses and you wear HoloLens?
I can still see with my glasses. I mean, fine. Mm. There's like a few things with light that like bounce and makes a glare sometimes.
So you have your HoloLens on playing Minecraft. For some reason, half your house is gone. But you know it's there. You're just like that dang glare.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll accommodate it because I mean, most people. Oh, well, not most people. A lot of people have eye problems to some sort. To where they may need glasses or like wear contacts or stuff like that.
But I do like the idea of nobody wearing clothes, just buying all their clothes digitally, wearing HoloLens.
That's funny. Like, oh, this pair of jeans, you would think it's free. No, it's like $60.
That's Gucci, bro. That's $120.
So every physical store you see now is gonna have their online version. It's all online. So you go to Walmart on your under your glasses.
I could buy these pants for $7.
And that's when pirating comes back and you pirate clothes.
So like illegally download.
I gotta send you the link.
The only thing is like, how are you gonna stay warm?
Yeah.
I guess actually put some real clothes on.
Who would do such a thing?
That's just a crazy idea.
That's such a crazy
idea. So everybody's moving south then, pretty much.
Moving south?
So it's going to be like the old times in migrations. Everybody would just move towards the equator.
Everybody, guys, we got to go back. We have no clothes. We got to stay warm.
So the thing is, like, nobody's actually going to wear the glasses anymore because they want to see all the naked, like, opposite sex.
Yeah.
Hairs.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, though, what if it gets to the point where it's no longer you see that stigma, but your glass, taking off the glasses would be your nakedness. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So... but it's like you have a security guard every place now. He's like, he took off the glasses. Protocol 7. Take him out.
Or like, it's against the law now. Because you know how you can't have public indecency?
So,
you take off your glasses.
That's probably indecency. Shoot him in the neck.
Yeah, because it's all about the society. Because, you know, there's societies that, you know, women don't wear tops. Or or there are people, some people are naked kind of thing. And
I'm always naked.
And it's under the clothes, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I was just wondering, do we have time to talk about one more thing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
I was just wondering, do y'all think that we're ever going to have like any type of microchip or anything like inserted into us as babies?
I really hope not.
Or like an AI kind of thing, or
what, artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
No, like a marking thing, like
to like keep track of you.
Yeah, like so the government can
I mean, I feel like they technically, in a way, do that now, because I mean, our phone, they can track our phones and whatnot. Yeah. And then our marking is technically your social security number.
But I guess putting a chip in you, they'll know where you at.
Yeah.
They'll be able to monitor like your actual physical health probably. Or something.
Yeah. See, they like they know when you're peeing.
Yeah.
When you're taking your deuce. That would creep me out.
Well, I feel like it's a good and a bad thing. Like let's say it helped promote health. Yeah, that's great. Everybody would be really healthy, and maybe we could live longer and whatnot. But also, it is a very big invasion of privacy.
Yeah. I feel like...
I don't think there's any good that could come from it. Yeah. I mean, just there's some good, but, like, overall...
Yeah,
like,
I think the negative outcomes overcome...
I just imagine some dude, like, there's a kill switch in the chip or something, and some dude's, like, yawning, and he accidentally pressed the button.
Yeah.
Five people died.
Yeah, I could say that. Like,
I'd be messed up. Because
then... Because it's no longer technically your life, it's the government's life.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, what if we don't like this person? I just kill him.
He did it again. Take him out. That's something else.
Or like, what if it even took control of your brain activity, where it's no longer you? You know what I mean?
I just think in the future, though, that's a possibility.
Yeah, it is a possibility.
I doubt we ever see that.
I hope it never comes to that. There's something about the human nature of just free will. It gives you a sense of hope in whatever you do. You know what I mean?
I want to be able to take the deuce when I want to take a deuce.
So the microchip is like, commencing deuce in three. I'm not in the bathroom.
I'm running down the hall. And then you just see my face. You didn't make it? I didn't make it. Well, guys, anything else? Last words about technology?
Oh, like I said, it has its good and its bad.
And if you're listening, we love you, Microsoft. And we love you too, Apple.
But of course, you know, for this podcast, it's a great thing. So keep on listening, guys.
So as always,
like and comment,
favorite, share,
subscribe. Thanks for listening. This has been Beans and Crackers. And we'll see you again next time.
Thank you.